fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and the hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early days of the Western United States. His strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. No man could match his daring and resourcefulness, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young, and the Lone Ranger was fighting the greatest battle of his entire career. In a wild and isolated valley near the Rio Grande were camped the remaining members of the outlaw bands that had once terrorized the whole district. Formerly, they had answered to the commands of a dozen leaders, but now they were united into a single force under the outlaw known as Pawnee Pete. One morning, a horseman raced into camp. He dismounted and delivered a message to Pete. Pete scowled then.
The boss says we'll leave Tonto and Arizona Lawson to him to handle, eh?
Those are orders, Pete.
And he's got the crest to think we're going on taking his orders.
Ain't you?
Stubb, when you go back, tell him I sent him a message.
Yeah?
Tell him we've decided if we'd quit taking his orders a long time ago, we'd be better off today. Tell him when he thinks of sending more orders, just to think back to Church and Red and Lambie and all the others.
I don't...
They took his orders. Every one of them has been hanged.
It wasn't his fault.
We know whose fault it was.
Now, look, Pete, act sensible. You say to tell him to remember Turk and the boys. Well, why don't you try and remember all the cash you've made for the past year following the boss's orders?
That was back a while.
Just the same.
How much cash we made since Graham sent for the Lone Ranger? How much cash we made since that redskin in Arizona started butting in?
It wasn't anything any of us could have helped.
No. All right, Stubb. I'll make you a proposition.
What do you mean, Pete?
The boss has always sent his orders through you.
Uh-huh.
You was the one rounded all of us up in the first place. We ain't never seen the boss. We don't know where he is. We don't know his name. We ain't never even heard his voice. You're the only one of us that knows a thing about him.
That was what you all agreed to. None of you was ever to ask who he was.
That was before the trouble started. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Take us to him. Let us meet him face to face. We'll hear what he has to say and his reasons for it. If we agree he knows what he's doing, we'll keep on taking his orders. But if we don't, well, we'll tell him straight out and we're finished with him.
Sorry, Pete. Can't be done.
Yeah.
I mean it, Pete. You know what would happen to me if I went to the boss with any such proposition?
Right.
If he had me a horse whipped, that's the least I could expect.
That kind of a fella, huh?
Right.
And what I said before stands.
What have you fellas got in mind?
We're getting to the bottom of this trouble.
Yeah?
We're going to start from the Rio and work north.
Huh?
We're going to search out every place a man should camp or hide. We're going to fight Tonto in Arizona. And when we do, we're drilling them in the tracks.
Shut up. Quiet. You'll make enough racket to tell everybody in the county where we camp. Now, just keep still. Well, Tano, you look as though you've been doing some real deep thinking. What's wrong?
You think I'm masked, friend.
Still trying to puzzle out what he's up to? Well, you're just wasting your time. I give up trying quite a spell ago. If he don't want us to see him, I reckon he's got his reason. And if they satisfy him, why, they're all right with me. So let's start thinking about something we can help.
What's that?
How to round up the rest of them crooks in the hills.
That's plenty hard.
It's been hard, but it's going to get harder. Those armies know by this time, either they got to finish us off, or they're going to be finished themselves. I got a hunch that trying to make force across the border ain't going to be a patch in what'll come next. That's why I say we shouldn't go near Graham's place. They'll be looking for us to get in touch with them. They'll be laying for us. The thing for us to do is to stay camped here in the hills till we figure out our next move.
That's right.
Oh, go on, you wolf. Can't you keep still for just one little bit? Yep, Tonto, I think we should. Wolf, what in the world?
Hey, wolf.
Run for it, Tonto. Come on, run for your life. Get up.
Shut up.
Got away from us this time, but they want the next. Hey, you and Rich go back and get the horses. Them two won't get away from us now.
Pull up, Tonto!
Hold, Scott.
I think we gave him a slip.
You look.
What?
Look there.
They're still on our trail. Come on, cut over west.
Get them both.
Tonto, wait.
What matter?
We can't. Look there. There's some of them there, too.
There are others.
Oh, gone, there must be 50 of them. And the only way we can go is south. Tonto, if you want to live to see the masked man again, you better keep scout a moving. Get up.
Get up, Scout. Get over, cover. Come on.
That's who comes after him. We've got him on the run.
Get up. Ain't there some place we can stop? Make it stand? Can't go much farther.
I mean no place.
How far away?
About 3 miles now.
How far are them crooks behind us?
5 miles, maybe.
And come on, Tonto. I'll do my best. But the way this horse is tired, maybe before we get there, Scout will have to carry double.
Get up, Scout.
Come on, boy. Get up.
Hold, Scout.
Well, we made it. Kind of a dead-end canyon, huh? Well, we could have found a worse place. Can't get at us except where we rode in. And we can hold them off there, all right. As long as our bullets last. How about water? Is there a spring or anything here?
There's no spring.
Have to get by with what water we're carrying in the canteens, huh? Grub?
No grub.
How you fixed for bullets? My belt's just about loaded full yet.
You got plenty for a while.
No grub. Doggone little water. And one belt of bullets apiece. So, Tonto, this is just about the toughest spot you and me ever got in. But there's one thing sure.
What that?
Maybe the whole bunch will try to get us. But for the time they do, by thunder, we'll see to it there's doggone few of them left. There they are behind them rocks, Tonto. Pull into them now. Come on. Come and get us, you yellow polecat. Come and get us.
Get out of the saddle, fellas. Hold up in that canyon. Find yourselves covered. We're going to blast them out or starve them.
Thank you.
miles to the north. Graham stood on the porch of his ranch house. His foreman reined up before him.
Hold there, fella.
Graham, did you find out anything?
Sorry. But them fellas just came to swallow us up. Found an old camp of theirs. I couldn't follow the sand. I don't know what's become.
Why didn't they get in touch with me? Why don't they know what they're doing?
I don't know, boss.
Dan, do you think there's a chance any of the boys have got on their trail?
I don't think so, boss. Met Lefty and Bill, and they didn't have as much luck as I had. They met Tim, and he hadn't got this thing. They was all going to hunt a little longer, but I figured it wasn't no use. Thought I'd better get back and tell you.
Yes, Dan, thanks.
Of course, if there's anything more I can do.
There's nothing, I guess.
You see, boss, me and the boys, we kind of like Arizona and that engine. If anything's happened to them...
I'm sure they can take care of themselves. Only, it's just that, well, after all, 2 weeks have gone by without word from them. And that's never happened before. I simply can't explain it.
What do you do?
The only thing I can do, Dan, wait. He's back. Tim's back. Bill's back. Why don't I get word from Arizona and Tonto? What's happened? Why can't they be found?
Any word yet, boss?
Nothing.
Boss, I'm afraid...
Dan, don't say it. I won't give up hope until... Until, well, until I know they're dead.
Boss! Ah, boss, wake up! Wake up!
That's you, Dan.
Open up!
What is it, Dan?
Oh, your dress. I thought you weren't up yet. Come on. Come on around the corner of the house here.
Dan, what is it?
I'll show you.
But can't you
You
tell
know
me?
Better than I do. Don't want to say anything so you can see for yourself.
In the name of heaven, Dan, see what?
There. Look at that hombre coming from the south. Ain't
where?
That the...
A padre from the mission.
I thought so.
He's supposed to be with the Lone Ranger.
Uh-huh. That's why I figured if he was coming here, must be something important.
He may have a message.
From the masked man, you mean?
Yes. And the masked man may know what's become of Tonto in Arizona.
Hello there.
Bueno dia.
Look at his horse, Mr. Graham. He's coming right for a distance.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy.
Padre, you're welcome to my ranch.
Oh, gracias.
Are you... Have you come
Senor?
From...
I have a message from the Lone Ranger.
The masked man?
Where is he? Is he well? Will he soon return?
That it has been forbidden me to say, senor.
But can't you tell
the
me?
Word I bring you concerns Arizona and Tonto.
You know where they are, Padre?
Why haven't they shown themselves?
They cannot.
But can't you tell me?
They are in the most great danger.
What do you mean?
And if they do not receive aid soon, senor, they will die.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, 3 days had passed since the afternoon on which Tonto and Arizona had taken refuge in a small canyon. Outside, the outlaws, under the leadership of Pawnee Pete, had made camp, and finding it impossible to storm the canyon, had contented themselves by laying siege to it. Arizona and Tonto found hope of escape gradually fading away.
That sent the skunk to cover, Tonto. Ain't as bold as they was, sneaking up here. Tonto.
What matter?
You think you could spare another sip out of that canteen? Of course, I know ain't much left, but just a little sip.
Oh, we saved water.
Tonto, my throat and mouth so dry, I can feel my tongue swelling.
Oh, bullets.
Huh? I got 8 left. Oh, wait. Forgot about them, too. I just fired. That leaves 6. Yeah, I reckon I better load up again. How many you got?
Me got twice 10.
6 and 20. 26. Well, how's a good way to put it, Tonto? Would you say we were just about 2 drinks of water and 26 bullets from going west in a blaze of glory?
Maybe we get way.
How?
Me not know.
Nope, neither do I. But I ain't afraid to face it, Tonto. If I have to go...
What you think?
Let it be like this. With a gun in my hand and my boots on.
Come here, sir. Them two gents in there held on this long, I don't know. But we'll get them. We'll finish them off if we have to stay here till winter.
At the same time, in the town of Spanish Flats, two men drew up on foam-flecked horses before the office of the sheriff.
Dan, stay with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be out as quick as I can. Sheriff. Sheriff, this time you're going to listen to me.
Huh?
You're not going to dodge and squirm and think of excuses. Ever since you've been in office, you've been afraid to go after the outlaws that have made the law in this county a joke. Well, now there's going to be a showdown.
What's that awful all this?
I told you I hadn't seen Tonto in Arizona for weeks.
Now, look, Graham. I've searched everywhere for them two, and so have my deputies.
They've been found.
What?
And if they aren't rescued shortly, they won't live to tell the story.
Hey, where are they? How do you find them?
I didn't. The padre from the mission was at my place. The Lone Ranger had sent him.
The Lone Ranger?
Tonto in Arizona in a small canyon about 5 miles this side of the Rio, holding off every outlaw in the district.
That corner?
Yes.
And you know how to reach them?
If we can go there in force and start at once, I'll take you there. You'll go?
Why, doggone you, Graham. Didn't Tonto in Arizona save my life when I thought I was done for once?
I know that.
Didn't they come here and do my job for me and try to give me the credit?
Yes.
Ain't them two hombres worth any dozen other gents in this county? Bet I'll go.
You'll need help.
I'll round up every man in town able to carry a gun.
Then hurry.
Hurry? Just stay out of my way. You start the other end of town, and I'll take this one. Any man can handle irons that don't want to come, drag him out by his ear.
Right.
Get going.
Get up, Tom. Get up there, boy.
Get up. Get up. Hi, everybody. Saddle up and load up your guns. Hi, we got a job of work.
Quiet, everybody. Everybody out to get ride. We're heading for the Rio. Find your hideaway and come running. Let's go.
We're riding to save Tonto.
We'll give them skunks what for.
Well, what's holding us up?
Let's get started.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
And Graham, you take the lead. All right, fellas. Make dust for the hill.
This way. Come on. Get up. Get up.
From directly overhead, the sun, burning hot, poured its searing rays into the canyon where Tonto and Arizona lay. Arizona, who had been keeping watch from between two heaped piles of stones, now turned and crawled painfully toward the place where Tonto was dozing. Reaching the Indian, he put a hand upon his shoulder.
Tonto. You sleep, Tonto?
Huh? Let me wake.
I wanted to let you sleep longer, Tonto. I just couldn't hold out no longer. Just couldn't. Tonto, I almost wish I was dead.
Seems plenty bad.
You think you're strong enough to stand and watch for a bit, Tonto? I'll try to give me a nap.
Tonto, do it.
Oh, you're a real pine fella. But just have some water.
Water all gone.
No, I know.
You have trouble?
With the gang? Oh, they don't come near no more. Reckon they found out we ain't got any water or grub left. So they figure they won't have to do nothing but wait. I'm afraid they're right. Tonto, you think we're going to get out of this?
Me not know.
Think the masked man or anybody will find out where we are and send help?
This hard place find.
1,000 miles from nowhere, seems like. Maybe we just better give up.
What you mean?
Wouldn't it be better than dying for lack of water? Wouldn't it be better than going on hour after hour feeling the sun drying you out and your tongue get thick and... Oh, Tonto, I'm just about half crazy.
You not crazy?
I am, Tonto. Oh, I'm a yellow coward. It ain't dying that I'm afraid of. It ain't bullets or fighting or getting wounded. But don't you savvy, Tonto? I just can't stand this boiling death under that sun there without being able to raise a hand or stir a step to get back at the skunks that are keeping us here. Tonto, I can't stand it. Can't stand it. I've got to do something.
Help come.
It won't ever come.
It'll come now.
Ain't no use trying to talk to me, Tonto. I just can't hope no longer. I can't.
Help come now.
It's too late.
Look there.
What?
Look up trail. Look there by cliff.
Horsemen. Tonto, am I seeing things, Tonto?
Is that really horseman coming over that trail?
It's help, all right.
Oh, thank heavens, Tonto. Thank heavens.
Then I seen Arizona stick his head over them stones like a pal there. He looked like he was ready to keel over. Shaking his fist at me. It's a doggone week he could hardly stand on his feet. And he crawled back.
Hey, look there.
What is it?
The sheriff and the posse.
What's
it? Somehow they found where we are. They come to get Arizona and Tonto.
Wait a second. They can't have seen us yet.
But what are you...
Shut up. They ain't seen it. And if they ain't, we'll fish as soon as they don't until it's too late.
Matt, Puck, come here.
I got a job for you to do.
Still coming. Look at them filing around that cliff up there. I've counted almost 30 already. They know the whole gang of outlaws are here. They know what they're up against.
That's right.
Wait.
What you see?
A gang. Peach Bunch. What are they up to, anyhow?
Them try hide.
Yeah. Looks like they're all taking cover over in that brush.
And
I don't see... Shots. And those shots was fired at the sheriff. But the shots come from over there. They didn't come from where all them fellas are hiding. Oh, no. They're going to trick the posse. Look, the posse will think them crooks are all bunched behind that hill to the right. They'll head for that hill, and just at the right moment, that gang will open up on them. They'll be wiped out.
That's right.
But what do we do? We've got to stop them. They'll be riding right into a trap.
No good calling. Them two, not here.
Too far away. But they've got to know where them crooks are hiding. Tonto, we can't let them get killed in our account.
And what we do?
Tonto, I told you I weren't afraid of dying, didn't I?
You know, you speak true.
I'm going to prove I did.
How that?
There's just one way to save them fellas that come here to save us.
I'll do it.
Get aboard my horse. Ride out of here. Right into the brush where them crooks have hid themselves. And make them show they're there.
That's a good idea.
I'm kind of weak, Tonto. You help me get into the saddle? Thanks.
And me go, too.
Now, look here.
Do not stop, Tonto. Here, Scout.
Here, boy.
Tonto, you shouldn't.
You risk life. Tonto, risk life. Here. You get in the saddle.
Fellas, don't anybody get rambunctious and try to get ahead of the rest of us. Just keep your horses to a walk.
All right, you give the orders here.
That hill is where them shots come from.
I saw the flashes.
So did I. There's no way to circle it, so we'll just ride slow till we get close enough. Then when I call out, go into a gallop and top that hill so fast nothing can stop you.
All right.
Shoot to kill. Clean them out. Then we can get Tonto in Arizona. If they're still alive.
If they aren't, Sheriff, I'll never forgive myself. They came to this district because I asked them.
And to do the work we was too yellow to do.
Right.
All right, boys. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll be letting loose in a second. I'll give the word. Now, come on, Wheel.
Hold on.
What?
Behind us. Behind us, no, there to the left.
That's Tonto and Arizona.
And it looks like the whole gang.
They were waiting there to ambush us, and Tonto gave them away.
Back, men, back. Rise before Tonto and Arizona are killed. At them, men. At them.
Warned of the trap that awaited them by the courageous acts of Tonto in Arizona, the posse with Graham and the sheriff turned their mounts and rode toward the brush-covered hillside where the outlaws were hiding. The sheriff, firing as he rode, urged his men on.
Here's our chance to line up the whole gang. Give it to them, fellas. Come on, blast them to glory.
They knocked Tonto in Arizona from the saddle. Pay those coyotes back. There's Pete. Grill him.
Keep your guns hot, boys.
Hey, look, Pete. We've got him. Don't let him get away.
Let him have it.
Although the outlaws, knowing that defeat meant hanging, fought desperately, they also fought on foot. The forces of the law were mounted, and finally seeing that further resistance was useless, Pawnee Pete threw down his gun.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! We give up!
Men, hold your fire!
You sneaking killers! We ought to let you give up. We ought to give you just what you give Arizona and Tonto. You drilled them!
We ain't that easy done for a sheriff.
But we saw you fall from your saddles.
We not hurt.
Fall from our saddles? Sure. Well, we had a couple of good reasons. One was we was up against odds we couldn't face by ourselves. And if we made it look as if they'd already got us, they'd leave us alone.
Well, we don't.
And the other, Sheriff, well, maybe we didn't have no choice.
I reckon if you'd gone without food or water for as long as we did, you'd have had trouble hanging on yourself.
Then you're all right?
Everything considered, yeah.
Then the Lone Ranger sent us here in time. We've captured the last of these hoodlums, and our work is done.
Not quite, Graham.
No?
You forgot the one fellow that's been behind them all the time. Scheming their crookedness. Keeping himself secret.
I know.
Well, that army's turn is coming, Graham. And you can believe me, it won't be long.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.